how does squatting, how does your squats and the other ones that exist in Oakland fit in to the political landscape and the social landscape of Oakland? Talk to us about Oakland and squatting in Oakland.
So Oakland, we have something like 6 to 10 squats that are very open, that are organized by anarchists, whether through their like ideals or through their lifestyle. All of the squats, to a certain extent, have a very like informal solidarity, in that if something were to happen at one of the squats, squatters from all the other squats would come and assist you in defending your space and defending your friends. You know, they help each other in many different ways as far as maintaining the space, if it's work that you need to do on the walls or structure, or maintaining like peace if you need someone to come and facilitate a problem. I think that a lot of the squatters who I know, they're everywhere within the militant anti-capitalist or activist scene, and I just feel like they nuance these scenes so much, because as someone in a squat myself, who like I have the privilege for being in the squat of not working, so I can like reject work and spend the majority of my life, the daily life, in like organizing against police, against classist intrusion by predatory banks into these neighborhoods that we inhabit. Also spend a lot of time just like being creative in the existing deviant to kind of the homogenous consumer citizenry that we see kind of just like gutting this spiritual and like movement life. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but maybe just talk a bit more about what kind of activism exists in Oakland and what kind of issues are the most present for that community. A bit of background on Oakland for our listeners.
Okay, well, Oakland is the city that's just east of San Francisco. It's a militant town. It's the birthplace of the Black Panthers, and that legacy of militants still exists today, whether it's the port shutdown that we saw last year, or it's through the Occupy movement that we've seen kind of like come to pass the last 8 or 9 months. Oakland is a place where a lot of the political active structures that are resisting capitalism have a very like queer identity. They have a very color identity, and I love being there because there are so many different conversations at play. And unlike a lot of places, I think, where like you have this like intelligentsia and it's mostly like young white youth who tend to be like pushing issues, in Oakland it's not like that. It's people from many different backgrounds, people with many different identities, and having conversations every day about how to like make the our structures less oppressive to each other, and also how to like push beyond just Oakland and get some of these like anti-capitalist structures working in other cities.
How has the foreclosure crisis affected Oakland?
It's kind of, Oakland faces a lot of different problems, in that like, so you have a lot of people in West Oakland that's traditionally like the base of mostly like Black residents who migrated from the South during World War II. They are in a position where there's multi-affluent gentrification happening in their neighborhoods. So it can be really hard sometimes to like find your solidarities and or even point out the perpetrator. It's not as easy as just saying like, oh, well, it's like white neighbors who are coming in and excluding people of color from resources and from like homes that they've been in for many years. There's tons of predatory banks. Like Texas is buying up like so much land. Texas banks are buying up so much land in Oakland that it seems like egregious. And so West Oakland has kind of come to a point where it's kind of at a stalemate as far as we're not seeing like new foreclosures. But East Oakland, this like whole other city pretty much, they are due for like a huge foreclosure boom. And so in response to that, there's been a coalition created by like informal anti-foreclosure groups as well as nonprofit foreclosure groups. And we're trying to put together a campaign called The Summer Where No One Leaves, where we're going to try to organize as many neighborhoods as possible to just remain in their homes and facing like the foreclosures that we have been told will be like in the thousands.